Good morning, everyone. God bless you. My name is Javier. It's a pleasure to talk to y'all. I would just like to welcome y'all to this daily devotional, A Spark of Hope. In today's topic, we would want to talk about the perseverance of Christ in suffering. The core verse we want to go off is Hebrews 12:2. Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Some practical steps we have is reflect on your trials. Journal about the times you have suffered and how you have responded. Consider how Christ endured suffering. When you go through trials, remember that Jesus endured the suffering on the cross for the benefit of our sins, for the benefit of our lives, so we can move forward and not be chained to anything. Remind yourself of that Jesus overcame it, so you will overcome it too. Another practical step there is pray for endurance. Invite God into your pain and ask for the strength to endure trials with a heart aligned with his will. A heart that is aligned with his will can overcome anything because his heart got through everything. Another step there is serve others in pain. Reach out to someone who is suffering. Sharing your time and support can build resilience and reflect Christ's love. God never did anything alone. When Jesus was on this earth, he comforted everyone. He healed people. Be that same type of Jesus for other people. Reflect your life to look like Jesus. The fundamental questions we have is, what motivated Jesus to endure the cross? The answer is the joy of our salvation in Isaiah 53:10. When Jesus died on the cross, he thought about every single one of us, knowing that the pain he went through is worth it because we will have eternity with him. Another question there is how does Christ's suffering influence our perspective on our hardships? The answer is it teaches us that suffering can lead to growth, like it says in Romans 5:3-5. Another question is, what assurance do we have in our suffering? And the answer is God is with us in our troubles, like it says in Psalm 34:18. He is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. I pray that this will put a spark of hope in your day, in your life, and can continue to encourage you to move forward. I pray that you would all have a blessed day. God bless all of you.